inner hall of life.
Welcome to the Inner Hole Uprising. We are Slam Pal Productions.
Whoa!
I'm Shanika.
I'm Sam.
And yeah, we're just two hoes hoeing around. And yeah, so why did we make this podcast, Sam?
Well, first of all, this podcast is... What is this podcast?
It's nothing. It's a piece of shit.
But you guys are going to like it.
It's a podcast about sex, love, and dating from two polyamorous... Black 20-somethings just going around in New York City, discovering ourselves.
Yeah, I'm, like, new to the dating world in general. Only been with one gentleman. Well, not true. Sexually, two. But it even depends, like, what is sexually.
You're a big hoe.
I'm the biggest hoe.
These girls are such hoes.
Hoest hoes in the planet. But, yeah. So, we're just here to kind of... We're going to hoe it up, and we're going to tell our stories as they're happening. People can give us advice. We'll give you our limited advice, and we're just kind of...
Just discussing sex, love, dating, all that good stuff.
We have no guidance.
Heart emojis, heart eyes.
Eggplants.
Or from, like, eggplants, from a, like, a smart perspective.
Yeah.
A smart perspective.
Well... Queer black feminist perspective. So we're looking out for everybody.
That is what we call ourselves.
Yeah. All right. So the first segment on the show, we'll stop announcing them. You'll just get it as we continue. But our first segment is Fuck Them. This is our current this is our current events section where we're going to talk about pop culture, our lives, they pertain to sex and dating and all that good old stuff.
The first bit of information up. The Game and his bulge pics. The Game, the rapper. About a week and a half ago, The Game posted a picture of his good old bulge there.
And if you don't know The Game, which I don't really, he's just a rapper with a huge dick to me. That's all he is. There's a picture of him and his tatted body, and like I'm looking at it and I can just see like the head of his penis, and I feel like he's not circumcised. But what I loved the most about this is his hashtag game was on fleek.
All right, let's
read that.
So he's had three bulge posts. I think the first one he was grabbing his bulge.
Oof.
Or maybe it was the second one he was grabbing his bulge.
I don't know. It's twice.
Whatever. There's a lot of dick going on, and it's great. So the first one was just like an unsolicited dick pic on everybody's Instagram feed. No one hated it. Everyone loved it. It was fine.
We're all about it.
All sexualities included.
Yes.
All ages. No.
Zero and up.
So that happened, and I was like, whoa, The Game's dick. Then it happened again, like, in the middle of the week. I was, like, so scared, because I was like, we gotta talk about The Game's dick, but it's slowly becoming irrelevant, but he just keeps doing it.
He should never
stop. There's probably gonna be one after we record this, and we're gonna be behind the dick
game.
We're
gonna be like, sorry, whoa, you can read this one, because okay. I haven't read it yet.
Okay. So it says, Fine Nigga Friday. I didn't know that was a thing, but I'm here for it. And then he, like, shouts out his personal trainer. And then he's like... Hashtag stop and get some wet wipes, because I'm going to be ass naked as soon as you open the door so that vajayjay gon' drip.
Woo!
What a mouthful! Hashtag then I'm pulling in yo panties. Our engineer is laughing. It's very uncomfortable. It'll get worse. Hashtag then I'm pulling in yo panties, dress, skirt, or pants the fuck off. Hashtag and sliding under that pussy like mechanic slide under cars. I don't really know what that means, to slide under the pussy.
You know what? But it's a good image. It's a good image.
He's like lubricated in like car grease and shit.
They're in like a mechanic shop.
Hashtag and I'm eating it while you squat on my face. I appreciate that one because
right?
I love to face
That's
it.
So Shout kind.
Out. Hashtag why you ask. Hashtag because I'm hungry and you've been gone all day.
Oh.
It's not actual sustenance. Hashtag, why the fuck you still holding the keys? That's a good question. Hashtag, drop the motherfuckers. Hashtag, I'm licking you. Hashtag, I lost my place. Hashtag, yeah, licking that pearl tongue like pecans and pralines ice cream, because that's my favorite. You see, he's telling us about himself.
He's so funny.
And guys and girls. And everybody in between. This is what you should do while sexting. You know, add a little bit of detail.
Oh my gosh!
Now
yeah.
I know that that's your favorite ice cream, so
I can
it
buy
all
it
over
for
my
you.
Body.
That too.
And get a yeast infection. Hashtag real so. Hashtag two scoops of that pussy as opposed to one. Hashtag after you bust your first nut.
Ooh.
It's the first.
Implying there's going to be many. Yes, the game.
Hashtag, I'm picking you up, carrying you to the kitchen counter to sit you down before your ass hit the cold counter. Hashtag, warm dick already inside you.
Woo!
As opposed to cold dick. Nobody likes a cold dick.
No one needs a cold dick.
No one needs a cold dick. You don't need that kind of negativity in your life. Hashtag, grazing in your walls like a paintbrush. I don't like that.
Interesting.
I don't like that.
I don't know what that means. Like,
I used to paint when I was young, when I was an autiste. I would get splinters from, like, bad paint.
So this isn't a good image for you.
That was not good.
Okay.
Hashtag in and out.
I mean, that's good, though. That's fine.
The in and out. Hashtag slowly while I tongue kiss you with both yo ass cheeks in my hands. Then I'm ramming that puss till you bust. I don't come from vaginal penetration.
Yeah, that's a shortcoming of this. But, you know, let's just pretend.
Again, and tonight, I'm not pulling out.
I mean, wear a condom and then it's fine.
No, it says let's go half as in let's go half on a baby. Have you ever heard that song by Vibes Cartel?
No.
Yeah, it's great.
That. Let's go half.
I'm not going to sing it, but he's basically like, I'm going to get you pregnant, girl. Let's go half and half on a baby.
Jesus.
Your sperm?
My eggs.
Hashtag drops mic. Hashtag meat print poppy has spoken. And then he puts a little space and there's an exclamation point.
So yeah, so that was the game. I don't know if we need to say anything about it other than...
That was a good way to start the podcast.
Yeah.
You can see what type of ponus that we're into.
So that's what we treat. Like.
Yeah.
It's a little bit...
He had a great dick print. Going forward, I feel like guys and the like, don't take... People with penises, don't take this as, let me just send my bulge pics. Unsolicited bulge pics.
Oh.
But, if it's on Instagram.
Is
that okay?
I think it's okay. I mean, I appreciated it.
Yeah.
But he also, his dick is huge. Like...
What if it was a little dick?
I mean, if it was a little... It depends. You know what? That's very true. Because, like, would people with smaller dicks feel comfortable? Or, like, what if people made fun of them? He's also a rapper, and he's, like, tatted, and he's, like, giant, so he's, like,
but,
this
but if
crazy...
it was, like, a little bulge, he'd be ran out of town. He knows what he's working
on. Yeah. That's sad. So maybe it's the game is privileged. You know what I mean? But he's a huge dick.
His large schlong.
Although, I was watching Broad City. She was, Alana, she said she had an appreciation for micro penises. So maybe you can't be.
I don't mean
to
laugh at that.
You can't
it's
be.
It's just such a specific thing to say.
It's amazing. So maybe you can't be in between. It's either huge dick or micro penis. If you have a medium sized dick, get the fuck off Instagram. Like, I don't know. There's no rules here.
I don't know.
I don't endorse that point of view.
I don't know. I don't know what I'd be doing with my dick if I had one.
So ultimately, Slam Pow is inconclusive. We don't know.
That's going to be like the result of everything, right? Just whatever. I appreciate it. There you go. All right, so let's move on to something a little bit more serious. We're going to like go in degrees here. So our next thing is one movie called Chirac.
Yeah.
By one might call the great Spike Lee. He's... Not after you saw this trailer.
Repeat after me. I will deny all rights of access or entrance.
I will deny all rights of access or entrance.
Miss Estrada had them all take a solemn oath.
Lock it up! Lock it up!
Stop the murder madness or there would be no more Pope.
The situation's out of control because I'm in front of an empty stripper pole.
It's just the great Hotep Spike Lee.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, I kind of have to, like, see what the movie is
and
where the movie goes. But based on the trailer, which people put out to gain reaction, the reaction is
totally
not good on my end, but...
Let's do a quick explanation of what the trailer is.
Yeah, you want to take that.
So, so the premise of this film, it takes place in Iraq. Sorry.
Chicago. Slam Pile has no facts.
Slam Pile has no facts. Chicago.
This takes place in the middle of Afghanistan.
Oh my god. I knew I was going to say that by accident. But it takes place in Chicago. And so the premise is that in order to stop the gun violence, all the black women band together and stop. They have like a sex strike, so there's no sex with the men. And so, yeah, it's a very interesting trailer. There are several things that I think are just extremely offensive about it.
So I feel like I've seen two critiques on the other side about this specific movie. Mm-hmm. The first one being that, if you didn't know, it's based on a Greek play named Lystrata. Lysistrata.
Yeah.
A Greek play named Lysistrata.
Just say it's based on
a Greek play. A Greek play named Listerine. and yeah, like the Tiana Paris's character, that's who she plays in it or whatever. Yeah, and I just feel like that's, so people have been saying like, well, it's based on this play, so it's not out of nowhere. It's like, just because it's Greek don't mean it's great. Like,
word.
Everybody, I don't give a fuck.
Like, that's what the ancient Greeks did.
Exactly. Ancient Greeks did a lot wrong.
Some rough fucking time.
Exactly.
Little boys being raped.
Dead.
It's hard.
Ass.
But yeah, that's never a good excuse. It's like, someone did it in the past. Like, okay, we can critique them in the past, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, everybody can be critiqued.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And then, like, I guess this play, the specific play, has been heralded because it's revealed things about gender roles at the time or whatever, mm-hmm. but gender roles at the time kind of sucked. Like, women were subjugated.
Yeah.
They were seen as, like, in the play it actually says, we're little rascals or something like that.
Yeah, we're seen as rascals, and I forget, it's...
Lysistrata's like, no, we ain't, and then she, like, organizes the sex trade or whatever, but, like, they're seen as, like, irrational beings, and... in general, like, the fact that it's, like, men versus women battle of the sexes thing, it's, like, no nuance as to, like, the fact that there are several genders and there's a gray area between sexuality and stuff
totally.
Like that.
Sexuality, it's a different thing.
What do you mean?
Like, pedophilia isn't seen as pedophilia. Like, even that's just, like, a fluid. This is a kind of, it's a kind of sexuality that's accepted. So just different versions of sexuality are fine. Back in the old Greek day.
But that's what I'm saying about the play. Like, it seems just, like, very heteronormative.
Oh, I see.
Like, men have sex with women.
That was going to be my critique of Spike Lee. It's like, okay, like, so the women...
Yeah, exactly.
What about all the gay men fighting?
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, all of that critique on Lysistrata or whatever carries over it into Spike Lee. And then it's like... Or Spike Lee's film. And then it's, like, doubly wrong because we're in, like, this age where queer black feminism is, like, at its peak. And these are the people actually driving things like the Black Lives Matter movement. And you've, like, taken none of that and put it into the fucking play.
All four women who founded Black Lives Matter were...
I think it's three women.
Three
and
women?
Yeah.
They were all queer black feminists. So just a
shout
fact
out
there. Black Lives Matter, to anybody who doesn't know this, all three founders were queer black women.
Yeah. And then,
just
like,
saying that.
A lot of the people doing the organizing in... Iraq. Chicago. I will call it Chicago.
Please,
are
Iraq.
Women. and they're not fucking organizing sex strikes. Like, they're doing real organizing.
Yeah.
Like, I get that it's a satire, but... And I'm not on the team, like, satire can't be used to discuss this issue because ain't nothing funny or whatever. I agree that, like, nothing's funny, but I think that humor could be used in a way to explore the issue, but...
It's a powerful
tool. Some whack-ass Greek play from whoever the fuck. I don't really.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
And I don't dig the... I think it just... It says a lot about... A lot of negative things about black men. That, like, the kind of uncontrollable sexual desire of black men can be used to stop, a major systemic issue. Like, that's a disgusting premise.
Yeah.
Personally.
So on that tip, the second critique that I kept seeing was, like, well, you know, people actually did sex strikes. For example, a great sex strike happened in Liberia, and it ended the Liberian Civil War in 2003. Not quite, though. So sex strikes have happened, like, in tons of places or whatever. You can, like, Wikipedia this. Togo, for example, but the most notable one happened in Liberia, and, like, people are quoting and saying in articles that it was, like, an effective sex strike to end the, Civil War. So I did my research about it, and, like, the woman who organized the movement, like, the women's peace movement to end the Civil War in Liberia in the first place, her name is Lima...
Do your best.
Lima G. Bowie. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. Said herself, the strike lasted on and off for a few months. It had little or no practical effect, but it was extremely valuable in getting us media attention. And I just feel like, well, duh.
Yeah.
It had no effect because men aren't Neanderthals who... I can't function without sex.
Like, guys can masturbate. Like,
guys can masturbate. Guys have sex with guys.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's so much nuance. There's... During wars, rape happens.
Yeah.
A whole hell of a lot.
So, I think it would be effective if you were trying to be like, we're going to end the human race by not having sex. We will end this now.
Let's stop it.
That's the power.
Let's stop it from happening. And then also, like, going off of what she said, like, but it gained us media attention, because, yeah, the media is so, well, not, the mainstream media is so dumb. They're like, well, bitches in Liberia, stop giving up the pussy.
Yeah.
There's a story here, even though, like, kids were dying and, like, massive Jesus. Rape was happening. And it was, like, one of the worst civil wars.
Yeah, it's so easy. It's, like such good fodder. Like,
exactly.
Oh, here's a clear story. No exactly. sex.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, another... It's one thing that I thought was interesting, though, which was the idea... Because there's also the stereotype of, like, you know, the Jezebel stereotype. It's, like, women are...
Black women.
Yeah, particular. Black women in particular, like, you're unrapeable. But I guess it's... Maybe it's not the Jezebel stereotype. It's more like the whole baby mama hose, like, black women, we can't control ourselves. So the idea that mm-hmm. you're having a horde of women... Mm-hmm. A horde seems... That seems like such a disrespectful term. So you're having a large group... having a large group of black women...
You mean women don't run in hordes?
The herds. You know, a large group of black women saying... Like, no, you can't. I'm not having sex with you.
Yeah.
I think that's like a very small, like, anti-stereotype thing. Like, you know. Mm. But it still does nothing for me. Like, I'm still not, like, impressed by it.
Yeah.
Oh, and in particular, the, what is that quote from the, oh, so in the trailer, the, what is the name of the lead character?
Lysistrata. Listerine.
So she says, in front of a large group of women, or the character she's portraying as, she's like, I will deny all rights of access or entrance, basically. So it's like, no pussy here, guys. And this is in the trailer. And, like, my first thought is, well, men have no right to my body. You have no right whatsoever. Yeah. I'm doing you a favor anytime I let you touch me. Like,
we're having a good time together is what I feel like sex is.
Yeah.
Like, there's no owner. Like, I'm not giving you the pussy. We're fucking.
Word.
We're having sex.
Yeah. It's a consent. Like, so the idea that, like, she's off limits? Like, I mean, I'm off limits unless I otherwise say, like, let's do this. So I don't. Yeah. There's a lot about it that I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
Parts of it do look very funny, but I think, like you said, like maybe a few weeks ago, it was like, I'd like to see this issue tackled in just a better, more straightforward. Yeah. You could do a more straightforward comedy about this.
Yeah. It could be a dark comedy. Like, people laugh in times of pain. I would love to see something from fucking people actually in Chicago.
Word.
Like, Spike Lee, he's great or whatever, but he's far removed. Why the fuck is Nick Cannon the lead? Like, this is a show about sex, so let's not get into that. But why the fuck is Nick Cannon? Like, what is going on?
What has he ever done that was good?
Wildin' Out.
Okay, all right.
Whoa.
But that's not
Nick
acting.
Nick Cannon show.
But that's not...
Drumline. He's done so much.
All right.
But I don't want him to do this.
I recant my statement. Nick Cannon is fine.
He's okay. He's a great guy.
I take it all back.
I was about to kill Shaggy, guys. I pulled out my knife.
Got very tense in here. Slam Pow almost ended over Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
So that's that. You can check out the trailer. We'll put a link to it somewhere where you can find
just,
it.
Just fucking Google that bitch. Like,
yeah.
We're not putting a link anywhere.
So then, never mind, guys. We're not looking out for you. We're not here to help you educate yourselves. You're on your own.
We might put a link.
Just like us.
All right. So we're going to get into something a little more heavy. Now,
this is probably the heaviest that we'll get.
Yeah. You want to take that?
Yeah. So this is this next current event topic. This is Daniel Holzkraw. Holzkraw.
Fucking man, his name.
Daniel Holzkraw, a former Oklahoma City police officer accused of sexually assaulting and raping 12 women and one underage girl while on duty.
All black
women.
This man is white and Japanese.
Yeah.
Former player for the NFL.
I thought he failed to get drafted to the NFL.
I don't really care about him.
Yeah, he's
big as shit.
He's just
to say he's big as
hell. He's a brawl. Like, he's an intimidating guy.
Yeah.
Like, sitting next to him, I'm like, he could kill me. But most people could, because I have asthma. Like, I'm not going to survive. There's very little I'd survive.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's this... I feel like we should share the BuzzFeed article link somewhere, because really great.
Okay, so let's like, frame the story. So, this happened... I don't know when the course of these things happened or whatever, but he was accused of this last year, like in September or something like that. And the reason why he's like back in the news again is because, one, he's on trial and the jury was selected, and people are up in arms about the jury because the jury is made up of...
8 white men, 4 white women.
Exactly. So Oklahoma City, just dropped some stats on your ass, is 15% black. So at the very least, you'd expect like 2 black people to be on the jury or whatever, like a jury of your peers. And I don't really want to get into, like, legally analyzing why it's bad for a white cop to be tried by an all-white jury, because...
Yeah,
because
that's, I guess...
So many people have talked about that, and
totally.
This is, like, so we're gonna, like, look at it from, like, the sex angle or whatever, so.
I'd say, like, one of the big things about this, which is mentioned in this article that we'll totally share with you, is the fact that, like, the reason he's kind of been caught is because he was targeting disenfranchised Black women, people who are either sex workers or, you know, had, like, drug arrests or, like, warrants out on them, and he was using that against them. So
In
poor neighborhoods. So he was targeting people who... He's targeting women who, if, you know, they did not feel safe. Like, if they reached out to the cops, it would not end well for them, or they did not feel comfortable. So the last woman, I believe, JL is what her... what we have is her name. Mm-hmm. She was a middle-class woman just passing through the neighborhood when she was stopped and assaulted by this man. So she had no issue with calling the cops, and therefore it all came to light after that. Mm-hmm. And it's, I guess it's like the most, one of the most grim parts is that, you know, if there hadn't been like a wealthier woman or middle-class woman involved, he could have probably just kept on.
Yeah, and this is definitely happening
in many other places.
Every city.
Yeah. In many of the stories, he's saying, you know, if do this favor for me and, you know, either your restaurants may go away or just I won't take you to jail. He's really preying on people who have very little.
Yeah.
From sexually assaulting people, which you're just not supposed to do.
Like, that's just, right.
Step one, don't do that.
Yeah, right. And then just, like, playing back into the jury. So mm-hmm. he's targeting all these women who, like, may have been sex workers or drug mm-hmm. addicts or whatever, or had drug charges. So this white jury is going to play into that same Jezebel stereotype mm-hmm. that you were saying earlier. Like, the Black woman is unrapable. Of course she wanted this sex. She's a sex worker anyway. No, they would say she was a prostitute, or they would say she's a hoe.
She's a whore, yeah.
So how did he rape her? She probably wanted to suck that dick or whatever.
Yeah, she probably wanted money, or she was looking for something, and he,
exactly.
poor man, was just lured in. And that's such a shitty argument, because it's always saying that men never have control over their fucking libidos, and yeah. that just
yeah,
women...
Yeah, that's one thing that I wish, like, men would realize. Like, you're getting trashed, too.
Yeah, it's a double-edged thing. It's like, you just couldn't keep it in your pants.
Yeah.
Like, you can say no to a person if someone's approaching you, like, no thanks, goodbye. Unless, of course, you're trying to assault them, in which case they say no thanks, and you continue anyway.
Yeah.
So, totally. So,
sorry
yeah.
to end on that,
that grim note.
Yeah. Fuck Daniel Holdsclaw. Follow the story. If you didn't hear about it, we'll read up about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, read up. We have a dope-ass link from BuzzFeed yeah. that, some good-ass reporting.
Yeah.
Good job, BuzzFeed.
Understand the fact that, you know, these are the ways in which Black women are affected by police terror.
Yeah. Terror. Horror! It's horrible. But it is very serious.
We're just goofy ass bitches. But yeah. I really apologize.
So hopefully, you know, this is kind of how we view things. We look at these events through the most intersectional way possible, like mm-hmm. class, gender, sexuality, and this is us.
Yeah.
So expect more of this. Do you want to talk about?
Also, sorry, mm-hmm. I'm just going off still. Understand that this is probably like how a lot of trans women, especially those who are in sex work. Like, mm-hmm. This is the terror that people talk about. Like, this yeah. is what people talk about when they say trans bodies are, like, being policed.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just cis Black men.
Word. It's actual institutions, the armies of police on the streets.
Yeah. They're fucking up everybody's lives.
Word. Oh, and the fact that, like, this, like, Black women, like, stuff like this happens all the time, and this isn't a part of the major, the conversation about police brutality.
Yeah.
That, you know... sexual assault is not a part of that is very disturbing.
Hotep niggas, you know?
Them hoteps. We need a whole segment about them.
We should have a show about hotep niggas.
It's going to be the next episode.
Hope it is. Our guest, Tariq Nasheed.
Yeah, it is.
He's the worst.
Calls himself... No, he's a real person.
Yeah. Picked out a very, like, pseudo-African name.
It's a very good one.
No, it's his actual name. We'll talk about him later. Okay, so that was our segment, Fuck Them.
Well, do we want to do Our Lives?
Oh, yeah. So we exist. Oh, okay.
So now,
yeah, so we're going to cut into our current events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess you could start if you want, because yours is very funny.
Oh, which one?
The Halloween costume.
Oh, okay. All right, so just to skip forward, today's topic of the day is going to be fuckboys, right? So my most relevant... This happened like 2 weeks ago at this point.
That's
now.
Fine.
My most relevant thing in my life is that I dressed as a fuckboy for Halloween.
Hey, hey.
I think it went swimmingly. I had a lot of field research done over the past couple of months. A lot of them in my DMs and my text messages and stuff like that. This might be the picture of the podcast. Like, I might make that the thumbnail. Myself as a fuck boy.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good.
But just in case I don't, so I had gray sweatpants on because they love to wear gray sweatpants if they have a dick to show off their dick.
Yeah.
Wore Jordans. Shout out to the homie who lent me Jordans because I have none. What else did I wear? I wore a V-neck. It could have been a deeper V-neck, but it was deep enough to be a fuck boy. I did not have a chest tattoo, unfortunately.
Gotta get one from like the grocery store of like a little pony.
Yes.
It's 25 cents.
Yes. I had one earring in my ear, although some of them were two. And then I had my hair in like a fake, high top fade because that is the thought cut, as they say.
Ooh.
Yeah, I once had somebody tell me that. I put cuts in my eyebrows using concealer. I really went all out for this. Oh, yes, within the sweatpants, I had a fake penis from large socks. And I gripped it all the time, but it kept falling down my leg. Tommy Hilfiger boxers. What else did I have? So around my neck, I had text bubbles, like iPhone text bubbles with various fuckboy text messages.
Which we'll get into later on.
Yeah, but just for an example, like Netflix and chill with a smirk face, you know. Just seen this text, which, you know,
you fucking love. You never just see the text.
You see the text all the time. Your phone's always in your hand. WYD, what you doing? Yeah, it was just having a fun time. It was good. People who knew, because I went to a party and it was really dark, but when the lights turned on, people were like, what are you exactly? And I was like, a fuckboy. They're like, oh, that's great. Like, once I told people what I was, they loved it. I got hit on by, like, assumingly straight males, and that was weird. It was just like, it was like the end of the night, you're just trying to fuck. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm making fun of you, and you're still trying to have sex.
Because you don't see it. Because you don't see yourself.
You don't see yourself. That's why you're so attracted. Because you saw yourself in the mirror. And it's what you love the most.
You saw yourself.
Yeah.
Try to fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. All right. In my life, I kind of cut ties with three fuck boys, one fuck girl, I suppose. Yeah, one of them was like a 4-year. I was trying to get at this man for 4 years. And then I realized.
You'd be like that.
I realized.
Chasing after that.
Yeah. It was very passively, though. It was a very passive chase. I was like, I don't need this. So that's over. And then this one guy who used to work with was so rude to me. And I just, I don't know. I was like, I can't deal with this man. So I just radio silence for a while. Then I was like stupid, sent him a link to something, opened up communication lines, and then once he hit me back, I was like, okay, that's the end. Okay. So I ended communications with two fuckboys. This third guy, he could have been so great, except he like took a week to get back. We were supposed to go get Thai, and then he didn't hit me back that day. We made plans the day before, didn't hit me back.
Classic.
Waited a week, was like, I'm so sorry. I went MIA. I had to, like, help my sister with her shit. And I'm like, so you couldn't email me? You couldn't text me? You couldn't be like, hey, I'm not going to make it. Just, like, hit me. That's just
gotta
rude.
Gotta postpone.
Right? So cut that off. I was like, sorry, not interested anymore. Which we agreed upon, which I was proud of before we started, like, flirting. And during the flirting, we were like, you know, if at any point either of us is uninterested, we'll just let each other know and it won't be weird and awkward.
That's
very simple.
So great. I gotta do that. I gotta, like, make these niggas sign a contract.
Right?
Like,
just a contract. That's a good
idea.
Don't
string me along, man. I don't want you that bad.
Right? Just be honest. So, but I was sad. I guess he's the one I mourn. No, I don't mourn him the most. But just, he had a huge dick.
She cries every night. Every night.
His dick was huge.
She has a shrine of his dick.
Yeah, it just couldn't fit in all the way. It was my first experience with a dick that just couldn't, it just didn't get all the way in.
See the way.
I didn't really see it. I have to go by like a feeling.
Okay.
It was
so
dark.
I gotta take a ruler. I gotta measure where your vagina is,
right?
Your cervix is.
And then just, yeah, I'll get a ruler in there.
I'll get a ruler in there.
And he was very good at sex. Like, he switched the rhythm up a lot.
Interesting.
Was very, like, acrobatic.
Wow, he was doing flips.
Yeah, he was doing flips and I was watching it. I was coming from the flips he was doing. So that was cool.
Nice.
But it's not gonna happen again.
There's so much,
but it's fine.
We're gonna be living in New York City. There's so much to do.
Just dick on demand.
Yeah,
that's what Tinder should be.
dick on demand.
POD. So yeah, so that's my news. And then the fuck girl, she just like didn't hit me up for a month, and then I was like not interested anymore.
Gotcha.
But that was like a simple, easy thing because nothing had been really there anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah.
One little going back to my life, not the funny things, the sad
things. The sad things. Yeah.
That's not really sad. It's just like, okay, so I am polyamorous. Shanika's also polyamorous. I think we said this in the beginning of the episode.
It doesn't matter.
We just want to say it out loud.
We just
want to
tell you guys
time.
Over and over and over again.
So you don't be like, why the fuck is she on Tinder? She's cheating on him.
We're never cheating.
No, we don't do that. So me and my boyfriend opened up our relationship earlier this year. And it was just like, it was a little bit rough at first because I was like, we gotta read all the facts, man. We gotta like have a discussion and you gotta open up communication and all of these things or whatever. Here are our boundaries. Just communicate with me. And he was just like, well, I'm gonna fuck all the bitches. So you good luck with that reading, Sam.
You do you.
I'm using my phone to call these bitches. You use your Kindle to read that shit. I was like, oh, okay. That's cool.
Right.
Or whatever. So things just got like a little bit weird between us or whatever. And we definitely worked it out, but it was just at a point where, like, I felt so uncomfortable. Like, I feel like if things went smoother, then I could have, like, it's hard being in an open relationship because, like, jealousy is the thing that happens. You have
it's
to work
real,
through
yeah.
with it. And I was, like, okay with that, you know, coming to, like, some feelings of compersion, which is when you're not jealous about a partner being with someone, but you're actually happy about it. I was like, oh, Keem's getting dates over there or whatever. Then he was just, like, breaking so many boundaries. I was like, I'm mad. Like, this is just pissing
like
me off. And then it's like, I don't even want to work towards working through my jealousy because you're just getting on my fucking nerves, man. Mm. And then I was, like, going through some things where, like, things were not working out on my end. So I was, like, a little bit jealous of him.
Because he was doing better.
Yeah, he was, like, getting all these girls or whatever. And I was just like, ugh.
Ain't getting
fuck boys are a thing, aren't they? So I was just like, I don't want to hear about anything that you're doing. Just like, just tell me when you have sex, and that's it. Like, I don't care about when you go out on a date. Just don't let me know. Don't care.
Yeah.
It's fine. So that happened for a few months, and it was always be like this weird thing where he's like a text, like open relationship update. I had sex with a woman named Mary last night. Like, that's not a real name or whatever, but it would just be like very cold and strange.
Yeah.
So. I guess 2 days ago, I was like, let's just open it back up. Just, like, let me know everything that's going on. I don't know why I did that. I feel like it was for the sake of the podcast, so I could actually know what was going on in my relationship before I talked about relationships. I don't want to be a posing-ass bitch. So, yeah, he was just, like, letting me know about people he was talking to and stuff like that. And, you know, you feel, like, the twinge of jealousy up in your throat. You're like, a date? A cool date with a person? And then you're just like, well, that's nice. And you just go about it. Like, you just, you swallow it. Yeah, you swallow it. And it's all good. And he's having a good time. And I'm happy for him. Yeah, niggas ain't shit, though. On the other hand, on my hand, I'm not dating anybody. Holler at me if you,
yeah,
if you buy me a laptop.
You can just send us.
Currently looking for a sugar daddy.
All of us, everyone. Everyone in this room. Every millennial. We're all out here.
Yeah.
I guess I have one more thing to bring up, then, just from my gentleman's story.
Okay.
It's just like, so I'm polyamorous, but my boyfriend is not polyamorous. So, like, the first time that I had, the first and only time, I've only had sex with another man once, it was kind of hard, because I got a call from him in the middle of the night. He was upset about it, and, like, we'd kind of discussed it, and so it was kind of just getting used to it. So we're just kind of moving slowly now, seeing what it's like. Like, I haven't been with anybody or flirting with anybody. So I don't really know where, like, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm not sure how, like, a new gentleman or lady in life will affect how the balance of things.
Yeah.
But I think most important is just the communication part.
Yeah.
Finding
totally.
what do you want to know? What don't you want to know?
Yeah.
And if you change your mind, you can change your mind.
Just say.
Just let you know, I've changed my mind. I don't want to hear about this. Or I changed
I
my mind. Tell me everything.
I didn't need to know the details of you sucking that dick.
Yeah. But
if you want them all,
we'll give it to you. So yeah, so that's us. That's our news.
Yeah.
And now on to our next segment.
Fuck them. No, fuck me.
We don't know.
We're still talking about it. So our next segment is called Fuck Me, and so we gave a little bit about our current events. I don't know why that's called Fuck Them. We're just trying to be creative.
It's fine.
This segment's called Fuck Me because it's our...
Why is it
it's
called
our
Fuck
views
Me?
On things, but the whole podcast is our views on things.
But you know what? This is specifically about us.
Yeah, the next segment is called Fuck Me.
This is more about us.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about our topic of the day. And our topic of the day is...
Fuck boys!
Fuck boys!
What are they?
Fuck boys. What are they?
Are they species?
Are they another species? We wanted to have a fuck boy on this segment to interview, and we'd like to do that in the future. So if you like want to be on the show, let us know. He didn't text back.
In regular fuckboy fashion. So it may be impossible to get a fuckboy. You know
it
what
might
I mean?
Never happen. And they also don't like to admit that they're fuckboys.
Word.
So it's like, you know, if you are a fuckboy right now and you're listening to this,
you don't know.
You're just going to text me like, oh, hey, so you want to go.
You'll never know.
No, but if you like want to be on the show, like, deadass, we'll do it.
Yeah, totally. Just hit us up.
Yeah.
So defining the fuckboy, I found this really fun definition on Salon. .com, and it's from this woman, Alana Messi. Oof, last names are hard. But she said, a fuckboy is not a dating style so much as a worldview that reeks of entitlement, but is aghast at the prospect of putting in effort. And I think that's just, like, the most nail on the head.
That is a succinct... That's it. That's what it
right?
is.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, fuckboys, they want to fuck.
They always want to fuck you. But, at all points in time.
But they will
but
not.
But somehow, it's like Schrodinger's cat or something like that. Like, where he's, like, in the box and not in the box. Like, they want to fuck, but they also, like, don't want to fuck because they never put in
because they never say.
Any effort.
Right? Like, if I say, we're getting Thai Wednesday, like, I was ready to have sex with you on that Wednesday, but you just didn't tell
text
me.
Back.
You just didn't text me back. Like, why?
And that is why I wanted to interview one, because I just don't understand.
Like, do you not want
to I don't want to marry you, bro. You're not leading me on.
Oh, and that's another thing. I feel like, is that a fuckboy assumption? Like, I don't want her to get too attached. Like, are you assuming?
I'm not.
Like,
I love right? to be by myself and, like, watch Netflix, but I'm like, I don't want to be up in your house. I don't want to have to take, like, the A train to you and shit like that. Like, fuck, you don't even have a car. This is gonna happen one time,
right? It's a one,
maybe twice if you got a good D,
right? And like, and your whole motion game, your whole bed game is good.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's this assumption that girls aren't down for one night stands, whereas guys just go around breaking hearts.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And we don't have to live up to those stereotypes.
Yeah,
we don't need that kind of negativity in our life.
Exactly. Like, oh, someone I read. Let's get this poem up there. So we found two fuckboy poems that I think are perfect. One of them, actually, one quote from a poem was like, I don't know you well enough for you to be rude to me. It's just like the blatant, like...
That's so true.
Like, are you this
are you
rude,
that rude
to people that you're not fucking?
You can't be that rude because, like, you have a job.
Right?
Or whatever, you're recording your mixtape. That's, oh my god. So many mixtapes I've listened to.
My mixtape
Stop sending
dropping.
Me your SoundCloud link. Your shit sucks. No, I'm just kidding. If it's good, I'll probably play it on the podcast.
Right? No, yeah. Send us your mixtape, though.
It sounds like it's recorded on, like, a frying pan.
Oh, my gosh.
Go the fuck home. Go home.
Just leave me alone. Or fuck me. But just be up front. Just be up front. So,
don't play your mixtape while we're having sex.
So here's a poem from Hello Poetry.
It's just rude.
That would be so strange.
Could you imagine if we made people watch our films?
Just slam
watch
out on
Twerk
loop.
Teen while you eat me out.
I'll hold the laptop on my chest. You can't see my face. It's just the film.
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, mixtape etiquette. We and another new
mixtape etiquette.
So here's a poem from Larissa from Hello Poetry titled Fuckboy. What are you up to? His simple text said. Just eating cereal and laying in bed.
I don't care what you're up to. Like, don't even ask.
I don't care.
You don't have to ask what I'm doing five times a day, nigga.
Just be honest.
The same shit. I'm editing something. I'm lying in bed. What the... I'm masturbating. Like, it's not going to change.
You're just doing what you do.
I'm being Sam.
I'm just... I mean, I think my life switches it up a lot because I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. So I'm like, I'm high walking around. I'm drunk. I'm trying to write, failing. I'm crying. Don't ask me what I'm doing, because I'm not doing well. I'm never doing well. Oh, boy. Thank God for therapy.
But real shit, though.
So just eating cereal and laying in bed. What if I was with you? He responded with ease. I guess I'd get more cereal, if I please. And that's when he said it, that simpering lad, that stupid response that makes us all mad. My mind filled with dread, with a twist in my gut, I picked up my phone and then read, ha ha. And then what? Winky face.
So good.
And then what? Shocked by his assumptuous pleas. Leave me alone. I'm begging you, please. And just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, he muttered those three dreaded words. Yes, I kid you not, that little prick. I opened his message that read, pick for pick? Then I retorted, do not send me your unsolicited pics. I can surely see past your little tricks. And that's when things took an alarming switch. The boy with the wounded ego replied, you're just an ungrateful bitch. The very next morning, the boy put on his fedora.
Wait, no, that's not the kind of fuck boys I fuck with.
His fedora, his Nikes, his like Chris Brown hat, you know, whatever he's got.
Yeah, there are different categories of fuckboy.
They're Benny. It's like the white fuckboy, unless it's this like the black totally nerd fuckboy.
Oh, that might be the worst. That might be the worst.
I'm so different.
I'm not like other black people.
Okay. Like you're just like every other black people, because we're all different. Exactly. Was that even grammar? Who knows what I said?
What are grammar?
But the final verse, the very next morning, the boy put on his fedora, let out a sigh. Why does no one like me? I'm such a nice guy. And I think that's really the essence of the fuckboy.
Yeah.
It's just
that unawareness. Like,
so unaware, yeah. So entitled.
Yeah, so entitled.
Like, just because I'm free doesn't mean that I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
I might want to go for a walk, you know? Like, you're not, like, essential. Like, you're maybe 0.2% of my life.
Exactly. If for, even 0.2, that's a big percentage.
For 0.00001% exactly. percentage of my entire lifetime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're minuscule.
You're minuscule.
Useless.
We're just ranting at this point.
Oh, man. As
you... You wanna, what do you wanna do? You wanna translate some fuckboy text?
Let me just, the document keeps closing here.
Okay.
So yeah. So fuckboys, oh yeah.
They love to text you.
Love to text you, but they won't put any effort to follow up. Yeah, you asked right. Like a week ago, you were like, why? Like it's such a paradox. Like if you're lazy, but at the same time, you're trying so hard.
Yeah.
And like I kind of.
And over the course of time.
Exactly. And I concluded that it's because like they, fuckboys care more about fucking than they care about you, so they will always be after you and looking out for themselves.
Okay.
Or they're always looking out for their nut, and like many women come and go, so they don't care what happens to you ultimately.
Yeah,
it's all about the
pawn and getting that pussy.
Exactly.
Arvido. What you doing?
What you doing, girl? I died last week.
Sorry to hear, but trying to come through.
Want to come through, get it in, you know, some Netflix, some chill.
Necrophily. I tried it, I'm sorry.
That's a good thing.
I really tried.
No.
That's a good,
like, not like that I'm into that, but that would be, like, a good t-shirt. Would you guys buy a t-shirt that said, like, necrophiliacs? You gotta help us work it out.
All of our listeners have stopped listening.
They're done. Like, these bitches. They thought they were good. They were empowering until it got
black
strained.
Necrophiliacs. It's gonna get much stupider.
Yeah, it only continues. So now we're gonna texting, I think, and DMing. Those are like the main fuckboy communication mode.
Yeah, they won't call you.
Nah.
Oh, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. They're like, where is she?
It's like,
where I am. Fuck. Please. And then you'll call back and like
they won't answer. Yeah. They won't answer for a
Sorry,
week.
Sorry, I fell asleep last night.
No, you didn't. You didn't fall asleep. You were on your way to fuck somebody else and you got there, so you didn't have time to call me back. Be honest. Like I don't care how many people you're with. Like if we're having protected sex, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
The entire world.
Exactly.
With their consent.
Exactly.
Not fucking rapists.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't fuck rapists here at SciFowl. We don't do that. Hashtag don't fuck a rapist.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it just got really stupid.
So they usually communicate through text and direct messages.
Which I'm okay with because I don't like talking on the phone.
Yeah, that's
unless
fine.
It's like to Shanika, like, or my mom.
That's it.
I don't want to talk to you.
It's my family, John. Yeah. Yeah. Lucas, who's our sound engineer.
Shout out.
Shout out to Lucas.
Shout out.
He's a kind-hearted man.
He's really nice.
So we have some we have just a list of excuses. I think we should do maybe mine last. Mine with
Are we doing all of mine?
We should do as many as possible.
Oh god.
So here are just some texts we've received that are ridiculous.
Okay, and these are from like varying levels of people. Like some of these people I just like talked to Tinder like once. Like people I've had sex with. Some of these people, yeah, whatever. All right, so I feel like WID is like an often like I just went through my text. I saw that several times. So whatever. Like don't ask me that because you don't care. I don't care. Whatever. How you feeling is definitely one because it's like I feel like they want you to say
I'm horny right now.
I'm hot and ready.
Exactly.
But it's like a little under the weather. I'm perpetually sick.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the best. I think I might have BP this week. You know, I got to get to my gynecologist. Like, you're not asking. You don't care.
Yeah. Weekly existential crisis, you know, that whole thing. It's the same. Somebody, like, I don't even remember his fucking name. He texted me saying, it's been a minute, so I thought I'd say hello. How have you been? Like, the minute was, like, 2 months, nigga, and I, like, don't even know what you look like. Like,
like, are you, like, a celestial being? Do you measure minutes in 2 months? Like, you're that old? I love that phrase.
Some guy, like, was not even talking to. Sometimes I just give people my number because I'm stupid. He was like, we were just having a conversation or whatever. He's like, what you doing? Of course. And I was like, I don't know, eating food, some stupid shit like that. And he was like, you was thinking about me?
Not particularly.
What the fuck? Like, what do you want me to say to that? Yeah, Zaddy. No, I just was not thinking about you. I don't even know. I think I just didn't respond.
I wonder if fuckboys are actively trying to engage women in role play. Like, maybe we're missing out. Like maybe that's what it is. Like, they know that we're not interested, but they're like, hey, just play this game with me. Just, you know.
Are you paying? I'm playing no fucking games with you. Are you paying me? I need a new laptop.
What the fuck you mean? You've been thinking? Why would I be thinking about you at this
exactly.
moment?
Exactly. And I don't even know you like that. Like, we didn't even meet. Like, why are you thinking about you? Why would I? Why?
Were you thinking about me? Food? Obviously, he was thinking about you.
Well, he did text me, so.
Yeah. And that's the saddest part.
That's funny.
It's the worst situation.
My phone be bugging? No, it doesn't.
It's never bugging.
Just like, I don't care. I don't care. Like, I didn't ask you why you didn't text me back. That's the thing. I never asked. I think maybe I asked, like, once, like, for play. But, like, I don't care why you didn't text me back. You don't have to say, I just seen this text. You don't have to say, I fell asleep, phone died, phone bugging, thought I pressed send.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Exactly.
That's like, why I didn't respond to you. Like, if I was like, hello, and you didn't respond, I was like, hello, 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 hello,
hello. Yeah.
There's only like 4 people in the world I'll do that for.
It only works with friends and people who you know.
Exactly.
If they say they fell asleep, you know they fell asleep.
Exactly.
They have no reason to lie to you.
Exactly. But also, fuckboys, you have no reason to lie to me because...
You're
not that emotionally invested in
you.
Yeah,
don't lie to me.
Yeah.
So my kind of fuckboy text chronicle. So I've had some epic fuckboy involvement. These have been like long-term fuckboy. Ah, you know what I did? I deleted them to keep myself from reading them. Can you pull them up on your phone?
Yeah.
So the first one is just the guy I tried to get with him for a very long time, very informally, of course. Mm-hmm. And so after I graduated, like one day out of the blue, I thought I was never going to see him again. And he hit me up, and he was like, hey, what are you doing tonight? So he was drinking at a bar, and I was doing nothing. So I just got unhigh, and I was like, I gotta turn my life around. But then I got this opportunity, so I just went. So after, he texted me. Like, it was, like, back and forth, because he was never very clear about, like, how he felt about me. And I should have been like, okay, waste of my lifetime, you know? Waste of my whole life. But then he sent me this text, which was like, I had a dream last night that you were flashing me your boobs during a business meeting, and I kept trying to hide it, but I couldn't, and then I fell into a shark tank and died. And I was like, why would he tell me this? And then he continued, and he was like, so if you ever plan on flashing me, now is a good time, because there are no people around, and there are no shark tanks. So that is what he sent me.
Could you imagine if it was a lie? Like, that was just, like, elaborate way of saying, like, I want your pussy.
Right? It's like, if I had flashed him, he would have been like, whoa, I wasn't being serious. Like, 100%. So that's my weird fuck. That's, like, my surrealist fuckboy text. And there's this guy that I used to work with. He can go fuck himself. And so...
He's probably doing that right now.
Yeah, right? if more people learned how to fuck themselves successfully, and be, like, let the world be a better place. Like, guys should learn how to suck your own dick.
Ron Jeremy.
Who is that?
You know nothing. Jon Snow. You don't even get that reference because you don't watch Game of Thrones.
But I know who I performed oral sex on a man nicknamed Jon Snow. That's what I know.
Ron Jeremy is a porn star. He used to go to my high school. Not while I was in high school. He's very old. He's a very old man. That's a now you know where I went to high school.
Stop. That's how you get found.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine, though. You're fine. We're fine. It's lit. Room's on fire.
It's lit.
So, this fuckboy. So, basically, we hooked up after a show. Just gave him a blowjob. Which was, it was fun. It was a fun time. Yeah. But then, like, you know, he didn't hit me back. It was, like, weird texting afterwards. And then I was like, hey, why don't we could just be fuck buddies. It's very simple. And he was like, no, you're too young for me. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Because was I too young while I blew you? Like, was that, was I still too young? So it's complicated. But ultimately, one night, I got too drunk, texted him. I don't remember what I texted him because I deleted it because I was like, this is a bad idea. So I don't actually have a record of what I said to him.
Yeah.
But, you know, the next day he was like, hey, what was that about? And I was like, sorry, I was very drunk. Whatever I said, I sincerely apologize for, like, bothering you. Had no intention, mean none of that. It was very, I think I was very clear and upfront that I was just, it was, what was it, Labor Day? Mm-hmm. It was Labor Day, and it was just, I was gone. So then he was like, cool, I figured. Can I be totally real? The moment he said that, I was like, oh, God, do I open myself up to this? But it's a good thing I did, though, because I kind of got a real, real, real sense of who he was. And I was like, sure. And he was like, I think you're cool and very fuckable, but I've seen you handle alcohol irresponsibly, and it makes me feel like you're a loose cannon. Insult number one. So fuck you. Yeah. And that was my major reason for falling back. I said I was too old, but really it's because you're too young, because only young people act like that when drunk. If you feel like you can, all right. And I was like,
fucking
not true, because that's he also drunk texted me asking for a blowjob after he said we should just be friends. So says the man who was drunk texting a much younger person.
Yeah.
So fuck you. And then, so he was like, if you feel like you can promise me that you won't get weird or clingy or embarrass either of us in public, we can quietly fuck around. All of that was fuckery.
All weird and condescending and just like, let me put myself in a position of power.
Right?
Like, promise me, little girl, that you won't say anything to anybody. That's creepy. Fuck you, man.
Right? And then we can just quietly fuck around.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's weird.
Right? Like, what are we gonna do? We're gonna fuck around on the streets?
At his fucking Times Square!
At his place of employment? Like, in front of his boss? Like, you know what? Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. And then he finished with, I don't do gossip or weird public spectacles. Let me know. And so, it took me some time because I had to figure out, like, how do I best respond to this?
You were mad drunk at the time.
Well, this was sober.
Oh,
this was a sober interaction.
Oh, afterwards.
Yeah. This
oh,
is,
yeah.
He okay. said all this sober.
God.
And I was sober. And I was just, and in my, and like, my body was like, I really want to fuck this man. But my mind immediately was like, I have to say no to this.
And that's the inner hoe up. Right?
Yeah. The inner hoe was like, I can still fuck this man. But I was like, no. So about 20 minutes later, I was like, no, thank you. But thanks for being so understanding, because I wanted to be polite, because he works in my industry, and you know, I'm like, you know what, I don't want to burn a bridge. Yeah. But then he was like, you know, let me just light the fire to this bridge. He was like, 3 minutes later, ugh, bye, Shanika. I was like, oh, so what happened with the whole let's be cool, calm, collected adults?
Yeah, exactly.
And then he followed that up like 20 minutes later, he's like, so you asked me fuck buddies, then act weird. I explain how your weird behavior made me second guess it, try to come at you with an agreement, and you say no thank you. And that was really the essence of, like, the fuck boy there.
Entitlement.
Yeah. It's,
and not like, really trying hard enough.
Yeah. And also, like, he kind of, like, spelled out our relationship minus all the other parts where I was, like, that, where I was, like, you see, like, I asked him to be my fuck buddy. He said mm-hmm. no to me.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, pretending that he had never said no.
Yeah.
And he was just leaving parts out of the story. And, like, why? I said no thank you. Why are you so, like, surprised and, like, offended that I wouldn't have, like.
Exactly.
I'm not going to have
sex with
you.
As if you couldn't have changed your mind exactly. between now and then.
Yeah, so I felt like my response was epic. I don't have it because I deleted it. Because I deleted his number and his emails and his text messages.
Shanika writes really great poetry about going through these things, and you should totally follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, you
Shanika
can,
Powell.
You can see all of it. Thank you, Sam. So, yeah, just huge fuckboy. And basically, I was like, you know what, let me keep the professional doors open. So I was just, I basically said, you know, I'm not comfortable having sex with you. My no thank you was a no thank you.
Yeah.
And I was like, most importantly, I'm not weird. My yeah. responses are human and valid, no matter whether or not they're understood. So basically, like, don't call me fucking weird. Like, that's like, it's like borderline, like, that's an abusive thing. It's to invalidate somebody else's
The whole
feelings.
Thing was like an abusive.
Yeah.
It was like mad hens going on there, especially right? the weird, like, if you can promise me, that shit is really
that's
weird
like
to me.
Probably why he's divorced.
wait, 50% of people are divorced.
But like,
my parents are divorced.
But this is probably why he, like, this is his situation. Him specifically.
Yeah.
This is probably why that relationship didn't go well.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I don't want, I shouldn't be a dick to him, because you're right. Divorce happens.
Yeah.
But like,
often.
I just want to shit on his whole life, because
fuck
he was so
him.
Mean to me. I have nothing against
gonna
people
leave
who
a
get
bag
divorced.
Of shit outside of his apartment. On fire.
I just want to say on the record, if you feel like you need a divorce, get it. I'm not against it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do what's right for you.
Yes.
But yeah, so hate him. So that's my fuckboy tech story.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like we've exhausted the fuckboy topic.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't, but like, let's just move on.
There's so much more.
It's draining.
Yeah, if it's emotionally draining. This mm-hmm. has been going on for just like a month-long struggle.
Yeah.
So if you have any advice for me about how to get over this fuckboy and the other fuckboy, just give it
and
to me.
And the other fuckboy.
And the other fuckboy.
And the other fuckboy.
It's gonna go on. It's my CVS printout of fuckboys. Just please.
Yeah, you can send. So we're asking you guys to give us advice, but also in the future, you can give us like questions that you have.
Yeah.
Comments, rants, confessions.
Yeah.
We'll read it all on the show.
Totally.
And you can send that to ihupodcast@gmail.com. I as in inner, H as in ho. And you as an uprising podcast spelled normally @gmail.com. So that was our fuck me segment.
Now this is
fuck
you,
as you might have guessed. And this is the
or not
at all.
There's no reason why.
No
don't feel
reason.
Bad if you didn't guess it.
Yeah, this is the time where we let you guys sound off and we give
yeah.
you a little time where we read your questions and
Your stories and all that good stuff.
Yeah. All right, so we got a couple of questions here. What do we want to do? Eating out, homie hop, or
eating out
subpar man?
Oof. Let's do eating out, subpar man, then homie hop.
All right. So, we're doing it all. We might just cut this.
Yeah,
have
that's
a good
fine.
Time. So this is from Keisha. Keisha's 23 years old, and she asked us if we let a guy eat it. As in the vagina, cunnilingus, oral sex.
Exactly.
And this can be applied to anybody eating it, you know. The first time you had sex, and the question disappeared for a second, so give me a second. Yes, Keisha writes, I feel like a guy who eats it on the first date eats anyone on the first date, and I don't want to kiss that kind of guy. I would be okay if he did it after he got to know me, maybe the second or third time. How do you feel?
I guess ultimately, I like flew back. Well, it's all about how you feel. Like, if you're not comfortable letting a guy eat it on the first time you have sex, then that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I personally am like,
please.
You can eat it immediately. No. Like, you just met me.
Eat it right now.
Right.
On the sixth string.
Just get a dental dam. And just, it's like, okay,
right.
It's fine. It's protected. It's
exactly.
fun. But that's also okay, too. In terms of, like, that you don't want to kiss that kind of guy. Well, I mean, you're taking a risk anytime you kiss anybody. You never know what anyone did. You could have been eating a bag of shit. The bag of shit that I left outside of your door. And then kissed and
someone
then kissed you.
Someone left a tasty treat for me. Is it my birthday?
Nope, it's just my spite.
Why does this guy's breath smell like ass?
Don't kiss him. Don't kiss him.
You don't know what people are eating.
Exactly. So
yeah.
In terms of that, like germ-wise,
yeah.
It's a toss-up. It's no matter what you do.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of germs in people's mouths.
Yeah.
You're not get like, if he has, like, herpes or something, like, if you don't see the herpes, I don't think you can
true,
catch
but
herpes.
At the same time, like, if you have, like, a sore in the back of your mouth, like, you can't always, like, you don't always know you can't see that
okay.
from a person. So it's hard.
Okay.
You're just taking a risk.
Yeah. Whenever you do anything, you're just taking a risk.
Yeah. You just gotta hope. Or, I mean, you can ask, like, yo, you got herpes. But that's, like, I don't know how you mitigate that. Like, you just hope that someone who has herpes
would
will say,
that with you.
Hey, I have a sore right now, and it's not safe for me to kiss you. I don't feel like
yeah.
I should do that. That's a mature, responsible thing that no fuckboy would do, probably. You know what I mean? But like a mature adult who's like, I care for and respect the person I'm having sex with, or, you know, get romantic with. I'm not going to give her herpes. Like, that's so sweet. You know?
Thank you
for not giving me herpes. Yeah. So, yeah. Do you let the guy eat it on the first sex time?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, definitely.
But if you don't, Keisha,
it's fine.
Cheers to the freaking weekend. Not getting ahead. Subpar man?
Yeah.
Or homie, okay. I had sex with a man, and it was... Shout out to Keisha for sending us all these questions.
Send us your questions, guys.
I had sex with a man, and it was subpar. We had sex. He came quickly, like in 5 minutes, and fell asleep. Not really a good first impression. Especially for all the shit he was texting me before we met up.
I'm not really contemplating
on doing it again. I don't feel like it's worth it, but I'm also a firm believer in second chances and letting people redeem themselves. Do I give him a second chance?
I'd say no.
I'd also say no. There's so many people who you can have sex with who are willing to have sex with you.
Right? And, like, why do you fall asleep right away?
Well,
like,
you know,
Keisha, did
when,
you come?
When people come, they just fall asleep.
But I feel like, you know, if your partner, like, if you want to pleasure your partner, like, it was kind of like the sex ends with the male
coming, yeah,
orgasm.
Which is like, exactly.
Which is like, so if I wanted more than 5 minutes of pleasure out of this, like, you don't have to stop.
Totally, yeah.
There's plenty of other things that can happen. There's lots of finger, mouth, vibrator situations that you can pleasure someone with. And then when you're both feeling good, that's when it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, sex does not end with the male coming.
Yeah.
Just
sex doesn't even have to end with anybody
coming.
Right?
No one has to come.
Yeah.
You can just have a good
time.
It
still feels good without it.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I blew this guy.
You said I blew this guy so much.
I blew this guy, I blew this guy.
Inner hoe uprising.
I've blown so few people. I've had 4 partners. Referring to the same people.
A rotation, as you will.
Exactly. At a bar in this bathroom. It was the first time that anything sexual had actually occurred in a bathroom. I have another bathroom story, but that'll be for another time. And, like, it was so quiet. And so I couldn't, like, tell how he was feeling about it, which made me feel insecure about how I was performing. And I was just like, I just gotta go. And so I just left the bathroom. He hadn't come. But I'm like, you know, it still feels good. I mean, maybe it was weird because
unless you were, like, biting his dick. Just like,
but I wasn't
cheese grater.
I was doing what I knew. You know, you can only do what you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was getting the hand action. There was lots of moisture, the ball action.
Play with balls.
And, yes, play with
hashtag.
Balls.
Hashtag.
Hashtag yes, play with balls. And it was just too quiet. And I was very drunk. But as it was he. So, like, I imagine.
Do you imagine if, like, you were, like, sucking, like, a plunger or something like that? Just, like, not.
Not
his dick. He's just looking at you like, what the fuck is going on?
Still
he's
erect.
Like, still erect. Too scared to say anything. He's just like, what the hell's going on? Why do you care? He just leave. Gave the plunger very good head.
The dangers of
the doorknob, maybe.
Drunk and sexing.
Exactly.
He was cute. He had a lip ring.
That's
like,
nice.
Tall, that's like, lean, white boy.
Yes.
He was like a type that I had been into, and I was like, okay, satisfied.
Gotta explore that fantasy.
Yeah. Jon Snow. That was his nickname. That was the Jon Snow.
Don't give out real names.
So, yeah. So, ultimately, coming is not, it's not, like, the be-all and all of sex.
Totally not. Yeah, so, the fuck was that in relation to? Oh yeah, don't have sex with this guy.
Yeah, don't. Oh yeah, Keisha, don't do it again.
Yeah, spend your efforts finding somebody
else.
Was an audition. He failed.
Yes, exactly.
Great F.
Unless the foreplay was fantastic, which it doesn't seem like it was.
No, it sounds lackluster. He didn't even offer to give you a head. I would at least like them to offer to give me a head.
Yeah.
Even if I'm, like, not with the shits. Just, like...
Or there could be, like,
some head.
Fingering situation.
Yeah.
There's plenty. There's a lot.
There's a lot you can do. And then going back to the giving head, like, even if he does always eat on the first date and, like, you're concerned about, like, safety and stuff like that, maybe he eats on the first date with a dental dam.
Exactly.
Probably doesn't.
Yeah.
Know very few people who use
those. Yeah, who does? I don't even think I've touched a dental dam.
I got one for free at Bed-Stuy Pride last
year. Years ago.
Didn't use it. It's probably just, like, rotten away.
The fact that you can reference one specific dental dam.
That one
dental
dam.
Like, no one's like, I remember that one condom I used.
So true.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Don't do what we do.
Just do as we say. Yeah. Do you want to do her last question, or should we read this massive fuckboy story that we got from someone else?
I actually haven't read this fuckboy story, so let's do the fuckboy story.
Okay. All right. So this is a good way to end it. If it's too long, I might just chop it up or whatever. So this is from Denise. Denise is 24 years old. This is a fuckboy story that she had. Just tales and encounters. Okay. So, everything started earlier this year when I met this guy. We will call him Chad. Names have been changed. This woman's name is not Denise. This man's name is not Chad. Okay. We started talking and became cool. He's 2 years older than me, with a wife, quote-unquote, and a daughter. They are not legally married, but they wear wedding rings. We were getting a little weird here already. We were talking on some friendly stuff. He used to tell me I was cool, like one of the boys. At the end of last year, he got transferred to another site. We continued talking, and then one day he hits me on some, I think I like you, I got a crush on you type shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm a likable person. Good for you, Denise. Got that self-confidence. And then one day he sends me a picture of his penis. As all fuckboys do, yes. Didn't ask. It was a really weird picture. The flash was on. His penis looked really yellow. It's kind of like a banana.
No.
Shout out to Denise for the details. Somehow that started this whole sexting thing we had going on. I felt kind of bad about it, but I thought it was okay because we live in two different boroughs and it would never physically manifest into anything. We had Snapchat sex about 10 times, she counted, and after a while I got tired of him.
Snapchat, how does that work?
Sneaky knows nothing! I don't use Snapchat anymore, but you, like, send, like, quick little 8-second things, and then you open it, and the person who sees it, it, like, disappears immediately.
Oh,
like,
I see. Yeah. Okay.
So it's, like, a good...
It's like video sex, but it just goes away.
Well, it doesn't have to be sex. It can be anything, but it goes away.
No, I mean, in this case, it was,
Yeah, exactly. It was, like, let me touch my balls.
Snapchat is a giant sex
It probably is. App. It's probably filthy. He once offered to take me out to eat after I graduated this June. It never happened. Yet he continuously hit me up saying, I can't wait to see you and take you out. Classic. Never actually does it. He really tried to give himself the title of my quote-unquote side nigga and me his quote-unquote side bitch. I just didn't want that kind of relationship. I only wanted him to exist on Snapchat.
All right.
Denise is a savage. His quote-unquote, I can't wait to take you out messages soon became, I can't wait to fuck you messages, of course. This is where it got weird. I don't need him to cross those boundaries. I have a life. You have a life. With your wife and daughter. I need you to stay in your borough. I had stopped sending him stuff of me, and eventually I stopped accepting his pictures. I eventually got a new man in my life. An attainable one in my borough. I told Chad about him, and for whatever reason, he got mad. As if he hadn't told me a ton of stuff about his wife.
Word.
So one day, he wants to make good on his promise and says he's going to take me out to eat. This nigga calls me at 9 a.m. and says he's coming to town and doesn't arrive until 3 p.m.
Jesus.
I had work in about an hour, and I spent the whole day sitting around waiting for him.
Ugh.
He says he wants to come to work with me. I offer him a ride, and I say, okay, let me get ready. And he has the nerve to say, don't take long. Fuck boy, all I can say. In my car, I say, you want me to drop you off down the block? I don't want us walking in together and people assuming anything. He tells me I'm a terrible person and I'm fucked up, and I respond that that he had said something similar in the past about how he didn't want people to know our business. So I park, we both get out of the car, and I start walking away real fast. He's trailing behind me like a sad puppy dog, like, Denise, slow down. He follows me straight into my office, bypassing the whole building of people that he knows. He says hi to everyone in my office, and there's judgment in their eyes.
Jesus.
He calls me while I'm in my office, whining like, where are you? Walk me outside.
Whoa.
I go to walk him downstairs, and he starts talking to a friend. I go to escape, and he pulls me close to him. So I'm just standing there awkwardly, trying not to go off on him. He finally leaves, and after giving me the longest, weirdest hug, as if he's trying to inject love into me... I ignored his calls for the rest of the day, so he hits me up the next day and says, I'm so happy I got to see you yesterday. I've missed you so much, but I should have made a move on you in the car. I said, what move in which car? He says, you. I wanted to kiss you. I said, I wasn't going to kiss you. He says, haha, stop playing. You know you want me. Nigga, no. Now he's inboxed. he's in my inbox having one-sided conversations about fucking me backwards, this and that. Asking me to be his side chick without even giving me side chick benefits. No money, no food, no nothing. And this is how it happens. It starts off, you're talking to a cool boy, and he slowly evolves into a fuckboy.
That's exactly what it is. That was perfect.
The Chronicles. Thank Denise, you, Denise. Thank you, Denise. We appreciate you.
Do we even need to cut? I feel like it's so blatant.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't understand how, like, I should have made a move on you in the car when clearly he was insulting her in the car.
Deadass. That's, you know what I mean? That's, like, the little effort. But the expectations. Like, why are you telling me that now? It's
the great expectations.
The great expectations. The length.
Fuckboy novel. Who wrote that book? That's a real book.
A fuckboy novel?
No. A Great Expectations.
Oh, that's a real book. I don't know what it is, though.
For all the lit majors out there, someone help me.
We could Google it.
Audience participation. It's very important.
Too much.
Thank you. Jesus.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think we can wrap up Fuck You.
Yeah, so that's, fuck you.
Two middle fingers in the sky.
But with love. Yeah. They bend into a heart. We'll put that on a shirt too. Buy it.
Yeah. Buy it. Subliminal
advertising. Funnest. Mail me money. So yeah, fuck boys. They suck. And
they should be called suck boys. Am I right? But I'm... Radio silence.
I was translating it in my mind. I'm like, because that's kind of sexual. Suck boys. Yeah.
Fuck boys is kind of sexual, too. Fuck means sex.
You know, it's clearly sexual.
It's blatantly sexual.
You know what? It was a good joke, Sam. Laugh at
my joke.
It was a good joke.
Thank you. I needed that.
So that was the first episode?
Yes.
Of Inner Hope.
Uprising.
So we should say it every time.
Yeah.
Help us make the next one. Suggest a topic you want us to cover. Send us questions. Give us advice.
For our problems.
Yeah, I need advice. I've been stuck on this fuckboy, the rude fuckboy, for like, it's been months now. Just because, like, he also works in the same building I work in. I don't see him at all. But it's the fact that I go there and I know, like, I know he's around. So he's not, like, absent. So help me. Please help me.
I don't have any advice to ask for right now.
It's fine. You're doing okay.
If you have, like, reaching the highest level of compersion tips, especially when, like, if you're polyamorous or whatever, like, if your partner is just, like, having, like, great bonds with people and you're just like, wow, man, dating fucking sucks. This shit is terrible. It's not that bad or whatever, but if you have any, like, words of wisdom for me, I can use that. Or maybe I can't. Whatever. I'll read it. I don't do anything else.
I'll read it, laugh, put on my dart.
Delete it!
But yeah, your input is valuable. What do you think about the first episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us what you thought.
You can send all that stuff to ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We are Slam Pow Productions, once again.
Slam Pow!
You can find our shit on YouTube, Slam Pow Productions. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter, slam_pow. You can find me, Samantha, personally, on Instagram at itslam, ITS/SLAM.
You can find me at Shanika Powell.
Yeah.
SHANIKAPOWELL.
Word.
So, yeah, that's it. We're going to leave you, at the end of each episode, we're going to leave you with a little something sexy. If you're into how to get away with murder at all, you will recognize and hopefully appreciate the greatest curve of all time. Please enjoy.
Fine. I'll go.
Really? Without getting what you came for?
That is not why I came here.
Yeah, it is. For the fast, hard, make your toes curl sex those prep school boys never gave you.
You think so highly of yourself.
No. I can just read your body. Those goosebumps on your neck. How fast your heart's pounding. And now, you want me to kiss you. Slow. Deep. My tongue moving down your neck. Chest. Stomach all the way till I'm under that skirt. My fingers sliding inside your pants. Too bad that's not happening tonight. You're disappointed, I know, but think about how disappointing it is to be treated like a gigolo. If you're interested in me, get to know me. Otherwise, this is closed for business.